will go there and they'll be up for the game and the fans will be behind them. And it's like anything else. It's only an intimidating place if you allow it to intimidate you. I mean, it really is as simple as that. But I think if you look at our team and the strengths in terms of power, physicality, determination, all the bits that you need to go to difficult away venues like, say, Cardiff, like, say, Millwall and all these type of places, then I don't think we've got any shrinking violets in our team, so I think we'll be fine.
In terms of yourselves, how different will Preston North End be as a group of players, as a team, now to when you played Millwall earlier in the season and drew with them?
I think we're much better equipped now in terms of, I think our squad's certainly stronger, obviously with a few additions. I think the lads have got a better understanding of how we want to play. I think they're more hardened now in terms of we've had to break teams down that has maybe been an Achilles heel for us in certain occasions. And I think that we're in a good place in terms of mentally, we're in good shape. So equally, it's going to be a hard game. They'll be up for it, but so are we.
You're still right in there, aren't you? We've talked about this before, being so close to those playoff places and just on the sort of fringes of them. Does that affect your thinking at all? Do you think about where you could be if you get 3 points on board or whatever, or do you just have to concentrate on winning the game?
No, I think we're in a situation where we know we want to try and just basically win the next game. You know, winning the next game gets us closer to our goal. However, there's 20 games left, so there's no point in being in the playoffs in the next two games. I mean, the key is to be in the playoffs after 20 games. So we don't want to be those sort of nearly-rans or also-maybes type team. We want to make sure that we can give ourselves the best chance of getting there. But when the dust settles and the season's finished, then that's when you want to be in the playoffs. I mean, at the moment, although it's important to be in the mix, like sort of Fulham showed last year, they had a late rally and managed to get themselves in there.
I was going to say, there does always seem to be a team that makes that late push. Is that arguably the best way to do it? Keep yourself ticking over, keep yourself in contention, and then in the last five games, get yourself in there?
Well, I did similar with Norwich. You know, and what happened was going into the playoffs, the momentum was with us. Hence the reason we went on and won the playoffs and managed to get promoted. So I think, like any stage of the season, it's crucial if you do manage to hit the playoffs that going into it, you've got momentum, you've got belief, you've got confidence, and you're going into the games believing and knowing that you're capable of winning them.
You had a good December, of course. That Middlesbrough result aside, I know the performance probably deserved a great deal more. It means there's recognition. It means people are talking about North End, Manager of the Month nomination, stuff like that. What does that mean? When you get something like that, is it just a pat on the back for everybody?
No, it doesn't mean anything, to be honest. Like I say, we've got 20 games to try and hit the playoffs. I mean, that's our sole focus. So Manager of the Month, Player of the Month, Goal of the Month doesn't mean anything because it doesn't get you where you want to go.
It's a change though of perception, isn't it? Because I know right at the start of the season we were talking about flying under the radar and nobody talking about Preston. Outside of this group, is it good that people are talking about you now?
Are people talking about us? Because nobody spoke to me, so you must know more than me. Yeah, I'll be honest, I don't really care. I mean, and that's me being brutally honest. I know I've got good players, we know we're a good side, but we've got to continue to win games to make sure that that's the case. I mean, I think as soon as you start thinking or people are recognising us and all the rest of it, then that's when you can come sort of unstuck, if you like. So we just need to keep doing what we're doing. And the determination and the work rate that's got us to this point, we need to make sure that we're up at another 5%, because that's what it's going to take.